from KQED.
Governor Jerry Brown thinks voters will back his tax measure this fall, regardless of what else is on the ballot. That was Brown's message to reporters after a speech yesterday to the State Association of Police Chiefs. The governor now faces the real possibility of rival tax measures alongside his on the November ballot, and it's led to a fierce debate about the political consequences. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
It's unusual in California for a broad-based tax increase to make the statewide ballot, and even then, voters rarely say yes.
Tax initiatives are controversial because they bring up questions about trust in government. It's always a difficult road in California for tax initiatives.
Mark Baldessari is president of the Nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. That voter distrust, he says, may help explain the Institute's poll last week. Only a bare majority, 52% of likely voters, support Governor Jerry Brown's tax increase. The governor's proposal for the fall ballot would temporarily increase income taxes on the wealthy and sales taxes on everyone. But two other tax measures are also aiming for November, including an initiative to raise taxes only on the most wealthy.
The millionaire's tax continues to be the most supported revenue measure that would go on the ballot in November.
Joshua Pestold is president of the California Federation of Teachers. His union is under considerable pressure from the governor's allies to drop its proposal. So, too, are backers of a third measure, an income tax increase on most everyone, with the money earmarked for K-12 schools. The problem, say Brown's backers, is that three separate tax increase initiatives on the November ballot is a catastrophe in the making. Their private poll concludes voters are at least 20% less likely to support a tax initiative if other tax proposals are also on the ballot. But backers of the millionaire's tax argue their own research finds voters disagree with the governor's camp. Amy Levin is the group's pollster.
A majority of voters do side with the idea that we should have multiple measures on the ballot. 53% agree with that proposition. 38% agree with Governor Brown.
The problem, as Governor Brown told reporters Monday, is the rival measures would all earmark tax revenues in a way that wouldn't count towards erasing the state budget deficit, now estimated at some $9 billion.
I think that the tax that I proposed is modest, it's doable, and it will actually prevent further budget cuts.
But the fact that Brown's measure is entwined inside the budget process makes it more complex, and it may be a harder sell politically, says pollster Mark Baldessari. Baldessari also believes the governor's proposal is suffering from the rancor among tax increase advocates over which way to go.
Whether or not measures get on the ballot, to me, matters less than whether there is a discussion that either confuses the voters or gives them pause for thought about whether any one particular measure is the way to go.
In eras gone by, a governor had the biggest microphone in the state and could often drive the debate. But now voters are bombarded by a constant stream of information. And like it or not, Brown may have to start the campaign for his measure sooner rather than later. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.